This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez. And on the line, we have Mikio Kumada, global strategist with LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Good morning, Mikio. Bank of Japan Governor Kuroda has presided over a period of unexpected expansion, particularly in 2017. His term as governor is coming to an end. What's your view on his overall report card?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Well, I think the key word you used is unexpected recovery. And that is certainly an achievement that is mostly due to the Bank of Japan's policy. Inflation, you know, ballpark on average has been 1% during the first 5 years. And that is a lot better than the 0% on average that Japan has had for the preceding 20 years, and this is the key in the recovery that we've seen. So I would give him a good scorecard. But there is also a downside to this, because the target, as you know, is 2% at least. They have an official 2% overshoot target, and that's clearly below it. So I think the scorecard is good, but it could be a lot better. I understand that he had to compromise politically, because a lot of people in the Japanese financial system and the policy establishment are not sure whether, you know, that target is achievable or whether it's desirable. But I think if he gets reappointed, which I expect, and with the new with the government now being reelected with a strong mandate, I think they should move once he gets reappointed towards hitting the 2% target. Otherwise, the risk is too great that Japan will fall back into a more deflationary state once the current strength of their global cyclical recovery fades.
So given the expectation that he's going to be reappointed, what's the expectations on rates, the yen, and overall monetary policy?
To start with the yen, because that's something that investors and also companies look at very much, I don't think that easier policy, I do expect them actually at the margin to ease rather than tighten, while the market consensus seems to be that they're gradually moving towards tightening. I think that's not the case. I do take them by the word that says that if inflation remains weak, we will ease. Kuroda himself said that on December 21st. However, I don't think that the yen needs to be very weak because of that. Certainly maybe weaker than it is now. I think the strength now is not really justified. Or the recent rally in the yen is not justified. But I also don't think that it'll devalue to a new low because, you know, the economy is strong. Japan is a surplus country, so there are always funds that are repatriated. There is a dearth of foreign investment. There's a lot of potential for foreign investment to flow into Japan. So that'll keep flows into the yen quite strong, even with easier policy. So I'm fairly neutral on the yen. I think it will be range trading around the levels that we've seen in the recent years. But I would expect the Bank of Japan at the margin to ease as soon as the global recovery that we see now fades a little bit in momentum.
Mikio, let's move on to the U.S. Now, in Janet Yellen's last meeting as Fed chair, the Fed kept rates unchanged. But obviously, this sets the stage for a rate hike in March. Now, your views on this, especially given their positive comments about the U.S. economy as a whole?
Yeah, the U.S. economy is doing quite well. It began doing quite well, of course, years ago, and that trend is continuing. It gained some additional momentum now with the tax reform. And despite all this, we've actually seen the dollar, just to, you know, catch up on the previous discussion on the yen, the dollar has been very, very strong in recent weeks. I think that's not really, we believe that's not really warranted by by the fundamentals and the outlook. And I think that actually increases the chance that the Fed will not only tighten in March, but perhaps accelerate the pace of tightenings, because a lot of the because conditions now are very easy in the U.S. We have fiscal easing coming. We have, thanks to the weaker dollar, also some additional, let's say, quasi-monetary support. So I think they will tighten, and perhaps they will tighten a bit more than they otherwise have done.
Mikio, it's earnings seasons now, and what's your view on the results? Are they in line with expectations? Or are valuations at the moment too rich?
Well, I mean, I think they are across the board globally better than expected, again, I must say, but perhaps a bit more than usual, a bit better than usual. In the U.S., we have on an S&P 500 level, you know, the current running pace is about 12% year-over-year earnings growth. And sales are growing close to 8%, which is very good at this stage of the expansion. For years, we've been hearing peak margins, that margins in companies have peaked. That doesn't seem to be the case. And now, in more recent months, we also had a weaker than expected U.S. dollar, which adds some momentum. And there's a very similar picture globally, Japan being another example, where earnings are still growing at double-digit rates, whereas analysts' consensus expectations for the future are still very low. So I think earnings and valuations are not really the problem. I think the only issue is that the degree and the pace of stock market gains. If you are a more conservative investor, you would see that all this good news that I just told you about is in some markets, such as the U.S., already priced in for this year. So I would rather see the market, you know, take a pause and consolidate a little bit before pricing in all the possible gains in earnings for the next 2 to 3 years, you know, within a few weeks. I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Mikio, now a question that's a little bit closer to home. Now, the ringgit has continued to appreciate this year, particularly sharply in January. Is the ringgit poised for a pullback, or does the ringgit rally really still have some legs?
I think it is poised for a pullback, if I may say so. That's not only concerning the ringgit, but it is concerning generally the emerging market currencies. As I mentioned earlier, the dollar, while I can see a case for the dollar to be relatively weak, you know, given the current economic situation in the U.S. and the Fed outlook, I think the weakening, for now at least, has gone too far. So there should be a pullback for ringgit and other currencies against the U.S. dollar. We should see it weaken a little bit more. That said, medium term, you know, the outlook for the emerging markets is good. The outlook for the commodity sector generally has stabilized. So we won't see the weakness in emerging market currencies as in the past. But I think the rally for now is probably overdone in the ringgit.
Thanks for your insights, Mikio. That was Mikio Kumada, global strategist at LGT Capital Partners from Hong Kong.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.